I need to write it down. Write it all down. Figure out who he is. Find the pattern. It's the only way it's going to appear. I've tried everything else. I gotta put myself together. I try to bring it together. That's the best I've been able to come up with over the 7 years. 225 days I've lived today. I'm certain about that number. At least I think I'm certain. How can I know if I double counted? It's easier when the days were fewer, but now it's all jumbled. Count, 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 count. Maybe I'm losing today. Maybe I can only take so much. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you've already read this story. You've already seen this movie. It's familiar to you. Maybe you're thinking that you've lived the same day every day too. But that's just existential angst coming from an overstimulated and under-exercised mind. You're bored, in a rut, upset that time is progressing, but your life isn't. Cry me a river. Some of us have real problems. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Don't stop being there. I need someone to be there. I need someone to talk to, even if it's just inside of your head. Nobody else will listen. Believe me, I've tried. I'm just frustrated. It's been so long, it keeps happening over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Like the ticking of a clock, but the hand never moves. It's still a clock if the hand stays still, right? Is it still a clock if the gears are missing and all the time is leaking out everywhere? Time leaks, doesn't it? For all of us, today is January 19th, 2020, but that's where the similarities end. Everyone else is on the time train, like choo-chooing along. For them, yesterday was the 18th, and tomorrow will be the 20th. All is right in the world. Me, I'm stuck at the station. For all of us, today is January 4th, 2020, but that's where the similarities end. Everyone else on the time train, just choo-chooing along. For them, yesterday was the 3rd, and tomorrow's the 5th. All is right in the world. For me, I'm stuck in the station. Today is January the 4th, 2020, just like yesterday, just like tomorrow today. Round and round we go. Where we stop, everybody knows. I want to get off this ride now. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Have I explained this before? I can't tell. I think I've tried this before, but maybe I have. I bet it's annoying to hear. I mean, try living it. I'll explain it to you while I write the important stuff down. We can check back at the end, but I need to catch you up first, okay? At the beginning. Beginning. We should start there, right? And even if it's a loop. The loop has to have a start. Let me catch you up. Just because it's a circle doesn't mean everyone didn't start drawing it out as a line at some point. It began over 7 years ago on January 4th, 2020, 2020, yeah, I know, it's still the 4th, but we're not talking about everyone else's 4th, we're talking about my first 4th, so please try to keep up. I don't have all the time in the world. Or maybe I do. No, I don't. I'll be here soon. I still haven't found the pattern. You're lucky. I can remember the first few todays pretty well. I mean, repeating a whole day leaves an impression, at least early on, not so much a few months in, though. I've forgotten a lot of them now. I think that's a mistake. I don't know if the pattern can work if I don't have all the pieces. Maybe the pieces will come around. If I can't miss any pieces, that would be bad. I don't think he would want that. I can't help that now. And he's crying over forgotten puzzle pieces. Start at the beginning, get organized, cross some T's, dot some I's. Find the pattern. Figure out who he is. The first time I woke up, the same time I wake up every January 4th, 8:42 a.m., I don't know if it's important, but it's interesting. It doesn't matter how the last today ended. I start out the new today the same. I wake up in a puddle of my own drool. Like in a mouth guard, and sometimes it happens. Well, it always happens for me because today is today, and since it is today, it was Saturday, and I didn't have any place to pee, so I didn't make it out of bed until about after 9. And I do all the normal morning stuff. Bathroom, hair, breakfast. I get a deformed mini wheat that is 4 fused together with extra frosting on it. I take a picture of it because deformed mini wheats are cool. I get out of the house within the hour. Sorry. That's not enough detail. This is just a preamble, you know, till we get to him. Anyway, I've tested the morning enough to know that the pattern isn't the pattern. I got my dogs with me, and they're pulling me along to go to the park. And I've got a podcast on, Critical Role, Dungeons and Dragons. I clip-clop along until we hit the park. It's cold out, but not frost on the ground cold. I think about running, but I just ran Friday, and I'm never feeling that ambitious on a Saturday. So I got my running shoes on, just to pretend, though. I feel good to work out adjacent. I turn onto the main path through the park. Opposite of me is a man. He's out of place. He doesn't belong here. He's wearing a suit. But like an olden time suit, like a big black jacket, has long tails to go along with black trousers, black shoes, black top hat, black cane. His vest is white, though. So is his cravat. He's got a gold pocket watch. That's gold. It's the only speck of color he's got on him. He's checking the watch as I approach. I pass by him. He tips his hat and says, "Beautiful morning. When will you find the pattern?" I don't think he looks up at me, but I can't be certain because he's in my periphery. Anyway, he's weird. He's saying weird things, so I pass him by. I keep walking with my pups, and I complete my walk and the day's progress. I spend a bunch of time working on a jigsaw puzzle with my nan. Well, I mostly just sit and I talk to her. I keep her company. She's pro-level, these things. And my involvement is a strict impediment on her progress. Let's see. I get some dinner at a pizza place. Cheese, because they're out of sausage and pepperoni. I go back to my house. I watch about 5 hours of The Office on Netflix. Then I pass out. It's not my best day. Not my worst day. It's just my only day. Day two. I wake up. 8:42, drool everywhere, no biggie, it happens, go about my routine, it's the same as the first day, but it's the same every day that isn't today, that's why they call it a routine, it feels a bit deja vu-y, but that's just about it, at least until I get to breakfast, quad mini-wheat with extra frosting comes tumbling out of the box, this is where the day diverge, I stare at it, the milk seeping in, 2-in-1 box. Pull out my phone and take a picture of it, because the 4 mini-wheats are horrifying, as I open my phone, I see the date, Saturday, January the 4th. I'm skeeved now. I know that I've already had Saturday, so I do what any grown man does. I call my mom. "Hey, Mom, I wanted to. Are you going to see your nan today? You promised," she cuts in. "I already saw her," I replied. "Don't be a jerk, John. You know how she looks. Mom, I've already seen her. I saw her yesterday," I say, annoyed. "If you don't want to see her, then say so, but don't lie to me. They don't have visiting hours on Fridays," she replied. "I saw her today, but it was yesterday. Are you making any sense?" And I wasn't, so I hung up. I needed to talk to her face to face. I needed to explain. I grab my keys, I take the stairs, 3 at a time. My dogs are whining as I leave because they've been in the apartment all night and they want their walk, but they're gonna have to wait. I make it down to the street level and I begin the journey to my mom's place. She's about 8 blocks away. We live in the same neighborhood with just enough distance to ensure I never get paid any peace of mind. But I head over. Because I need to give her a piece of my mind since it might be going to pieces. I turn a corner and there's a man, the man. Olden time suit, black on white, everything in the same exact, except the cravat. It's a different color, not white, gray, I think. Hazy, I ignore him and jog past. He tips his hat and he says, "Beautiful day, do you think she knows the pattern?" And I stop in my tracks and turn. He hasn't looked at me. I'm out of breath for some reason. Hard to breathe, I imagine. I manage to cough out a word. "What?" He looks up. His eyes are black. They're all the way black. They're not white. It's like the pupil swallowed it. Like it's dilated to take all of the world in. Like he sees too much. I wake up. It's 8:42. It's my third day. I shut my eyes. I stay in bed. It's all a dream. If I don't get up, I can wake up. If I don't move, I let the drool puddle until my face is coated in it. I let the dogs pee all over. I don't open my eyes. Time passes. It feels like night, but I still haven't woken up. It's still my third day today. I can feel it. I just need to keep my eyes closed, and it'll be all right. I feel breath on my face. It stinks. It smells like death. There's a whisper. "Beautiful day out of bed, lazy head. You haven't found the pattern." My eyes shoot open. I wake up. It's 8:42, it's my fourth day. I scream. I scream and I scream until my voice is hoarse. My dog tucks its tail and it whines. It cowers in the corner. I keep screaming until the door thuds. Voices, "It's police, are you all right?" I don't respond. Maybe it's a trick, maybe it's him. I'm quiet, I'm so quiet. No one is home, no one is here. But they persist, the knock, knock, knock. Anyone home? No, No, no. Knock, knock, knock. We're coming in. Please don't. I haven't woken up yet. It's still today. The door comes off its hinges as they make their way in. They fan out, all three of them, police officers. Not him. Not him. They come into my room. They flash the light in my face and I stare at them. Are you all right? My throat's sore from screaming. I can only nod. We heard reports of shouting. I shrug. You see the dogs cowering in the closet, feces and urine in the air. They look at me. I look at them. They arrest me. I go with them because I must. I am brought to a small holding cell as I await processing, and I share it with another person. He's dressed in all black in a white suit. His cravat is red this time. He tips his hat. I try to scream, but nothing comes out, and I croak.
Beautiful day. Not much room for the pattern in here.
His eyes are black. Does he see me? Does he see me? I see him. I wake up at 8:42. I wake up at 8:42. I wake up at 8:42. I never want to wake up again. Today is today. Right now, you and me, right here, sharing my head with the scrap of paper, trying to figure out the pattern. All the things that happen don't matter. I don't think they do. Black eyes is the key. Only he knows the pattern, or maybe he just knows of it. Maybe he knows what it isn't, but not what it is. Maybe. I've tried to remember everything that he has said. There's too many now. He never repeats himself. I remember that. All of them are clues. They have to be. What else could they be? He has to end each today for a reason, doesn't he? He always ends them, except when he doesn't. He didn't end my first day. Is that important? He ended every other one. I've tried to survive until the next day to end today, to avoid black eyes. I can't. There's no shortcut. All roads run through black eyes. I try to kill myself, but he's always there before I do. He always stares at me again. The razor in my hand, alone in the bathroom. He's in the bathtub. He tips his hat. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. A shaving accident will help with the pattern. Black eyes. Black eyes. I wake up, the noose around my neck, my feet kicking in the air. Beautiful day. Rope without hope isn't going to find the pattern. Black eyes. I wake up. Yeah, I tried to kill him. Of course I tried to kill him. Kitchen knife in my hand. Heart thudding as I sprint the distance between him and me. He tips his hat. Perfectly. Beautiful day. A knife to end a life isn't going to find the pattern. He finishes that last word just before the knife finds flesh and I wake up. A dozen other times. They always end with black eyes. Tip of the hat. There's no running, there's no killing, there's no avoiding, there's no escape. Not without the pattern, so I have to write it all down the best I can remember, but I remember so little now. All of it is the same. All of the todays, our minds aren't meant to work this way. I need time to come back. I can't keep going on living today. Find the pattern. Which pattern? There's so many patterns, so many things are a pattern when everything's the same. All of life rhymes when today is the same as yesterday. What is the pattern? What is it? Do you see it? You have to tell me if you know, would you? Wouldn't you? You wouldn't just sit in my head and not say something if you knew. Black Eyes knows, but he won't say. He's God. God only helps those who helps themselves. That's what they say. Find the pattern, la la la. Find the pattern. I don't have much time before I have to start again, before all those scribbled writings will be gone and I have nothing but a pool of drool and a blank sheet of paper. Maybe I'll still have you. Maybe I'll still have you, but you won't. You'll remember just as much as I do, so that's no help. Wonder how it'll come this time. He can't be avoided. Keeps the time right on his watch. He knows when it's time to start again. Soon it'll be time for tomorrow, today. Tick, 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 tick. No talk. Never a talk. Not without the pattern.
Hey there kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and thank you for watching tonight's video. I want to talk to you about one quick thing before we get into the real outro here, and that's going to be the Australian fires that are currently taking place. I'm pretty sure everybody has seen on their social media or on the news or what have you about what's taking place in Australia right now. The fires are raging out of control. There's something like 1.5 million acres that are currently on fire. It's pushing animals towards extinction, forcing people out of their homes. Many of them YouTubers and other creepypasta narrators that you probably listen to here. But one thing that actually kind of gets to me is that there's a lot of awareness about what's taking place down there. There's a lot of photos and videos I'm pretty sure that you've all seen, but nobody's really talking about where you can go to be able to donate, to be able to help either firefighters or relief funds or anything like that. And that's what I want to try to bring to you guys, or at least have you guys try to share around, even if you're not able to donate. If you look in the description down below, there's four different links there that I'm going to have on the videos for the next couple of weeks. And hopefully we can, and we, I mean, all of you, can be able to share this around, and all of us together can be able to actually get some more eyes on where we can be able to go to help. I mean, yeah, we're a group of people that likes horror stories, horror movies, horror what have you, but I think one thing we can do that's at least powerful for us is we have the ability to minimize the amount of horror in real life. So, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. If you're listening to this on the podcast, available on Spotify and on Apple and on SoundCloud and on Google or wherever you get your podcasts from. Or if you're listening on the podcast, then thank you for watching on YouTube and subscribing to Mr. Creepypasta. And a very big thank you to my patrons from patreon.com/Mr. Creepypasta, such as Dr. Strawberry, Jordan Alexander Sanchez Chumpinski, Brianna Ventine Jensen, Stephanie Van Huss, Tristan Pelton, G Weevil 3, Diane Krause, Asia, The Red Oak Shield Virus, Sandy Barney, Nico Kyle, Caleb Dugal, Daniel Polson, Dante Rao, The Last Blade Song, The Ginger Bros, Don Mewmeister, Eliminator 86, Nebsky, Sky Harbor, Finlay, Steampunk Center, Rafael Rodriguez, and Optimistic Avocado. You guys are the MVPs, and everybody down there in the description, a big thank you to you guys as well. Sweet dreams, everybody.